Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adam, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinish Vahasayim B'Yakov Shom, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas for Daf Lamet. The Gemara, in the end of Chavtes Amud Beis, brings a story that someone was Magzik in Asadeh, and the owner tells him, Anu B'Shchunei Gavoyi Havoyi. I was in the inner Shchunos, in the inner place of living. And later, in Daf Lamet Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a similar story, and the owner says, "Ana b'shuke baroi havino." I was outside in the outside markets. The Rishbam learns that shchunin gavoi means the inner rooms of the house, while shuke baroi refers to a very far place. But the Ramban learns that both shchunin gavoi and shuke baroi are referring to a very far place. So, what is the difference between shchunin gavoi and shuke baroi? Why is one called Gavoi and one's called Baroi? So explains the Ramban, based on what we saw just a few dapim ago, Daf Chofei, and we talk about the north and the south. The south is considered to be a closed place. The Gemara brought earlier, Minacheder Tovoi Sufo. The south is considered to be the inner room. And that's what we're talking about, Shchunin Gavoi. While the north, as the Gemara described there in Daf Chofei, is not surrounded, it's considered to be an open place. And that's why it's called Mamzerim Kara. As the Rashi explains over there, Shadoifen Muzeris Uprutso. It's open up. So therefore, Shchuni Gavoi, the inner Shchuno, is talking about the south. And the outside, the Shuki Baroi, referring to the north, both talking about faraway places that he was traveling to a far place we did not know that someone in Machzik in his field. This idea that the Ramban points out over here, that the Darim is considered to be closed and the Tzofen is considered to be open, connects to what we spoke about there in Daf Chofei, based on the Maharal and many of the Achronim, that the idea of something which is closed and something which is open is that the closed place means that Kodesh Baruch Hu completed it. He did it. And open means that there's still place for a human being to go and complete and accomplish. Kodesh Baruch Hu created an incomplete world. He did some parts of the world and other parts an Adam has to do. So when we talk about the sides which are surrounded, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu did. And the north, which is open, is connected to the Adam who has what to accomplish. This connects to what we saw there in the Gemara in Daf Chofei Amud Beis. The Gemara said that Roitzel Hachkim Yadrim. You want to learn Torah, become Chacham in Torah, you face the south. The Roitzel Hachir Yatzpin. Someone who wants to become rich, he turns to the north. The south is where the Makar Kodesh Baruch Hu completed and it's finished. That's where the Torah comes from. The Torah is Dvar Hashem. So a person wants to connect the Torah, it faces the south. But the north, that's the place where Adam works. Oysher, Ashirus, richness, belongs to a human being. A human being is the only creature in the world who has ownership. He owns items. We mentioned Rachmi Breslov just recently, that the money of Adam connects to who he is. It connects to his neshama. So pshat is the money is significant and specific to Adam. And therefore the south, which is more Kodesh Baruch Hu dik, is going to be the Chochmas HaTorah, and the Tzofen, which is open, which means it's outside there to human beings, that belongs to becoming rich. And this Gemara, this Mahalach that we're learning here in the Ramban, connects to another Gemara in Chagigah. Gemara in Chagigah says, the Gemara brings a question, that on one hand it says, Oiz v'chedlu im koimoy. And on the other hand, it says that there is bechi, there is crying in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Answers the Gemara, the habibote gavoi, habibote baroi. It depends, the inner rooms or the outer rooms. And there's two gersois in the Rishonim. What are we referring to? Where is the crying? Is the crying in the inner rooms and the outside there's always happiness? Or the opposite, the inside is where you have happiness and the outside is where you have crying. And there, when we learn Maseches Chagigo, I mentioned what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zitzal, many times spoke about in the Shir of Tisha B'Av. And he says there's two opinions in the Rishonim are basically two different locations, so to speak, in Shammai. When I'm talking about outside, the most outside exterior part of the world is the physical world that we see. The physical that we see doesn't change. The Gemara Nevi Dezar says, Oilom kimin hoga noyek, the world just continues. Even when there's terrible tragedies, even when there's terrible avarice, the world looks the same. That's the outside world. Then there's an inner room. Inner room is just beneath the surface. when there's tragedies, when there's aveiros, when there's terrible things that happen to Am Yisrael, there is crying. Who's crying? We are human beings are crying. The Malachim are crying. In Shemayim there's crying. There's terrible things that are happening. But then there's even inner rooms. The more inner, the more interior places, there we know that Hakol L'Toivo, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does, comes L'Toivo. Every single event that looks bad, really, in the end, we'll see how everything will turn to be good. That's Mamish next to Kisei HaKavod. That's where everything is clear, that everything is great. So you may explain Rav Moshe. According to the Rishonim that say that outside there's crying, inside there's not, we talk about inside means more interior, close to Kisei HaKavod. There's always Simcha. Outside, when it's a little more exterior, around the Malachim, there is crying. And the Gyus of the Rishonim that say that the inside is crying and the outside is not, we're talking about the middle room, so to speak, in the outside world. The outside world is no crying. The crying is only in the middle one. Baal Kol Ponim, what do we see over here? That we talk here about Bote Gavoi and Bote Baroi. Bote Gavoi means the inner rooms closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bote Baroi means the more exterior, closer to human beings. And this connects to the Lashonis over here of Shchunin Gavoi and Shuki Baroi. Shchunin Gavoi is the south, more Kadosh Baruch Hu think, and the Shuki Baroi is the north, more human beings. Again, the inner rooms are considered to be more referring to connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the outer rooms refer to where human beings are. And this is how it comes out from the Ramban to explain the Lashonis of our Gemara. Anyone want to join Shomashov email list to what to go, please email shomashov@gmail.com.